I'm Cindy Temi.
I'm Gracie May.
And I'm Ola Oweo.
And we are Frenbeats,
your favorite Afropop podcast. Yes.
Episode 4. Bang, bang, bang. Every week I say I'm going to add nails.
So how do you do that? Yes. Every week I always talk about the fact that I'll never add nails.
And every week I got nails.
Let's see your bums.
She's rude.
That was brilliant.
Anyway, sorry.
Before we get straight into the episode, I feel like we should introduce our special guest. We've got Demi Bliss and Kamala. Testosterone on the couch.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hey, that's what we like.
Now, let's quickly touch on the music. Demi, let's start with you. Brand new single is dropping on the 28th of August. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the track? Secrecy, you know. Exclusive. No exclusives for Frenbeats, no?
All I know is that. Hold on. All I know is that the track here is nasty.
Nasty.
Okay. You know, we like to do some Afrobeat that we just like, you know, it's all about love and everything like that.
Oh.
So I'm trying to like move to like Afro bashment.
Okay.
So that's the kind of vibe that I mix together to create that one that I'm dropping next.
Okay. We know you for your ginger, your lambo, your vibe. You're always doing footwork. I've seen a snippet of the video.
You're gonna do waist work.
Bedroom scenes.
What's that?
Children of God, do we know what it is?
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Waist work. That's a nice segue. Come on.
Yo.
My G.
Say.
Do the most, yeah?
Come on.
So the single's been out how many weeks now?
Months,
like, even?
No, I think it's been out for about a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah, Do the Most remix though.
Yeah.
Original came out October, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the remix, man. It's got Diochino on it. It's got Tipsy, represented for the ladies on there. Mm-hmm. We got Danny S as well from Nigeria. So yeah, man, it's popping.
Talking about Nigeria, you did the first half of your Idimi tour back at home.
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
It did.
At Calakuta, Obofela Kuti. It was amazing. But as you know, lockdown, Corona. Mm. Chased us back to UK really quick. So, but we're here, man. We're live and direct. We're vibing, you know. We're releasing music, you know the vibe.
Cool.
Releasing music.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to tell us about next steps, though? No.
Well, myself, we're still pushing Do the Most for now. Then, in the near future, I've been definitely collaborating with a lot of the sort of European DJs and that. So there'll definitely be some more singles like Ginger coming out, so yeah, it's gonna be sweet.
Talking about sweet, sweet in the middle.
Trip in the middle. All right, guys, obviously, I always bring you the latest on the Twitter timeline. Twitter is hell.
I'm a child of God, so how are we there?
I don't know how we're there. I don't know how we survive every day.
I'm praying.
No, you've been quite active with some. There's a tweet of yours I saw actually, something about why can't people just scroll past tweets?
People are just too like, is it every day that you must comment?
I know.
I just had something to say. Did I care about your opinion?
But that's why there's this new thing that you can do. You can change the setting on Twitter. It says only people that you've added can respond. I feel like people are just fighting in their screens. But anyway, let's talk about the topics that have come up. I'm going to run through a couple that we've seen and we are going to delve a little bit deeper into a few of them. So, main ones, just quickly, quick liners. Obviously, we've seen there was a young lady that spoiled her man on his birthday this week. She took him to a very, very nice hotel. I did check out the rates. On the 26th, it's £2,900 a night.
You checked the rates.
So when you went online and
I went like, when she said that, I said, wow. You had to come out and make sure.
Research, boy.
Yeah. No, but sorry, you guys are focusing on the wrong thing. She said £3,000 a night.
Yes.
No, but I'm figuring
that's a small
that.
Car.
I could whisk you away.
Bro, you women are dangerous.
Can't
post anything online no more, bro. Research.
No, we're not being inspired.
I'm afraid.
It is her partner. And to his birthday.
Cindy was trying to figure out how she could treat her partner.
Yeah, but I won't be doing that.
Because it's £3,000.
Because it's £3,000. No, I'm joking. But there were various. Basically, there were a lot of people in the comments saying, essentially, if you treat your lady like a queen, you essentially will get treated like a king. Which is.
Oh, I heard you.
No, I was just clearing my throat.
No, basically, I feel like you got a view.
I mean, you should treat me cute regardless.
Reciprocal
energy.
It's reciprocal
everything.
Yeah.
That
one
was about to
happen. Here we go. He's not saying everything.
Nigeria, guys, anything you have to add?
Well, like, it is what it is, isn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? If you treat your lady nice, she will do something.
She will.
Do you know what I mean? But don't know about 3K though. I'll probably have a conversation with her, like, nah.
But, you won't know, that's though. A bit, it's all part of the process.
Yeah, but nah. You definitely have to have that conversation.
Though. What if she spent 3K?
That's what I'm saying. I appreciate it, but I'm like, realistically, that's a mother.
It means you have to spend 4K.
You know what I mean?
That's the game.
Yeah, man, that's chest problems right there.
That's chest problems. All right.
Sorry, also, just quickly, 3K is like some people's budget for the engagement ring.
But everyone is different. Do you know what? We had this conversation last week. We spoke about, you know, like dating below and whatnot. And that was and I just really feel like there's dating. I don't like the term dating below because essentially, if you're dating a good person that isn't financially on the same level as you, that is okay. If you're dating somebody that treats you like shit and then you now want to But yeah, so you can treat, I feel like a lot of girls in the comments were basically saying it can happen. Like, I know most of the time, you know, we make banter about, you know, men and whatever, but it is a reality. It can happen if you're with the right guy.
Most of these girls don't want to do it though.
No, do you know what? No, we do.
But 3K is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, not that 3K.
It's not even about the money, but most of these girls, they don't want to do it. They'd be like, yeah, my man should be doing this for me though.
I was in that they'll never get involved in the. Mm-hmm. But I think those sorts of girls, like, in all honesty, like, it's you have to reciprocate the energy. Yeah, those sorts of girls, realistically, the guy will find he won't have time for them.
I feel like, damn, me speaking from experience. What happened? What did she do?
Who?
Tell her what story.
But we essentially, as ladies on the panel, are you like, we're not the 3K, because like I said, that was one night. I don't know what's happened on the 26th of August. But like, is that the kind of, do you think you can do it?
For an ex of mine, for his birthday. Yeah.
Sorry, what's the nice thing going
here? Yeah. So for his birthday, I flew him out to Switzerland.
By himself, or you went
with him? Obviously, I went with him.
By the way, Switzerland ain't cheap.
It's not
cheap. So I've had a book in there before. A burger is like a tenner. A bottle of water is £4. So, yeah, you definitely spent.
McDonald's is 25
yeah, yeah, they got triple right? stack yeah. burger. Yeah.
All expenses. So, I paid for the flight, the hotel.
Mad.
Everything throughout the day. Plus, I gave him gifts.
Oh, that's nice.
To your point, if she like you enough, she going to do it.
Yeah. And is that you liked him enough, or was he treating you like the queen you were?
I feel like we were, at that point, we had been together like 4 years.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, I just felt like...
I guess that comes to your point as well. Like when you get to a certain amount, to some extent, you have to keep.
Spend before she likes you.
I mean,
damn it, my kid is taken out.
Spend now.
Today is eat out to help out. We can make it to a restaurant by 11. In fact, let's cut it short. We're going. Ola, what's the nicest thing you've ever done for a fella?
So this was, I would say nicest instead of most expensive, but this one was like, not because it wasn't expensive. Mine was, it was a, basically a scavenger hunt around London. So I planned it and you had to get like one taxi, one bus, one train, and then a Boris bike, and you had to make it to basically every end of
that's
London.
That's creative still.
Yeah,
really cute.
It was really cute, it was, and then there was like, crosswords, so you had to figure out what some words were, and then you would know where you needed to go, what you needed to do at each location.
So we said it was some Lara Croft kind of...
It was quite funny, like one of them was like, you had to get to Big Ben by 6 o'clock, and then dance on every chime.
Oh!
And you don't know that?
When it was open, because we know right there.
Yeah, it's not there right now. But no, it was really fun, actually.
Was it quite recent then?
No, this was about 3 years ago.
Oh, no, so you saw
So this was about 3 years ago.
Didn't I tell you that I was a sad
You
hashtag Rihanna.
You've got a problem. Yeah, but so that thing is
going to happen. Wait, is there more to it or?
I'll finish. So anyway,
in terms of it,
so the planning of it took ages. Obviously, I paid for all of the transport and everything that you have to do at all the different locations.
What, black cab?
Yeah. Man. And then there was also like some bits that were like, if he got through all of them, then he got more gifts.
Did you go with him? On
yeah. Okay. So I wasn't allowed to like comment.
Why do you keep asking if we're sending these guys?
And then the last thing was that if he won, we then went go-karting on ice, which is really expensive.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Go-karting on ice?
It's so sick.
Where is that?
I didn't actually end up going with him.
Because he didn't win.
No, because he broke up. Whoa. But it's really fun.
Did he go?
No, I
took him. Oh, see?
Oh, wait. What did you say just now? Like, you... So you had broken up before the gold cutting.
So that was the gift. And then in terms of finishing it, and then things ended. And
because he didn't win.
No, he did win. Yeah. Things ended, so I didn't give him the gift.
That's good.
Well, with my cousin.
What was the gift?
Go cutting on ice.
Okay.
Wow, that's nice.
I mean, no, there was other... Anyway, a lot of money was spent, Sha, but it was the creativity, I think, that was the most valuable thing.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Cindy, over to you.
No one's ever done.
Do you need more time? Should we ask the guys what the most romantic thing a girl has done for them?
Confidence.
So there's a story, Danny.
Danny, please!
That's how we know that's what we heard. How can no one have done nothing for you?
At your big age!
Well, you're not treating the ladies'
minds. Romantic thing, isn't
it? Yeah. Really nothing.
I'm not gonna lie.
Look, he's still thinking.
Let me think.
Really?
Ladies, if you're watching.
Well,
there's many.
Okay, sorry, flexer.
When I say many, it's not like.
Wow, the ladies be loving.
God, the shot.
Okay, it doesn't have to be the most expensive or the most romantic. Just something, Sha.
I'm alright. You see me like.
Why is he flexing muscles as well?
Where I'm a child of God and that, it's a bit. I'm joking.
I was really like, what's going? What's
you know what it is? No, you know what? I can't really.
To be honest,
In a way, like, I kind of sense what's about to happen because I'm quite intuitive like that. Like, if someone's trying to like create something for me, I can tell. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't just let you go through it alone because I just feel like, wow, it's a lot.
So no one's ever surprised you to take you a good day out, cheeky staycation?
Not really.
Nah, you lot are dating Raz girls. What's going on?
Change. Like, your destiny must change.
That's the way I am looking for a wife, you know? So.
Guys! Exclusive!
Just looking for a wife! First contestant! I remembered what I've done now. I think I remember. So for
you remember now?
Yeah, because it was probably just the one time I've been nice to.
Thanks for being
honest. It's true. Because that's why she thought that we were
30th. It's not about ex anymore. We just think of wise. But for that person's 30th, I got a 30 gifts.
Can we adjust what she just said? She just said that we don't think of them as exes, we think of them as wives. Why did it happen?
That's
an Afrobeat track.
Yep. Coming to you soon. We'll have
to put on
your
records. Do you know what it's like? I heard like Cindy doing a little happy birthday. You know what you're doing.
Mm. But anyway, let me get to my story because it's the one time I might as well tell it. So for his 30th birthday, I bought him 30 different gifts, but each thing meant something in relation to like maybe an aspect of his life. So I remember buying like shoes for his next like interview because he wanted to move roles. I remember buying him like a vegetizer spiral thing because of the health journey. And like books that he was reading.
Was he shopping online or when did?
No, I ordered them. So on the actual 30th, I wrapped everything and placed them in different parts of the room.
Oh, the scavenger hunt for the kids.
And then I also made... Anyway.
This is why it's the wine.
I made cake. No, I don't know if I made it or I bought cake. But guys don't really like cake and stuff. for them, but they don't like a fast song and I'm like, well, sorry.
Not
it's for them.
Come on, say, well, my face.
What's that cake I like? That
red velvet.
Yeah,
that one
there was
so good.
Didn't have
to make that one yet. You know how he's just dropping his for the girls to have. Anyone watching, make sure. But yeah, that was the nicest thing I've ever done. And that is also one of the things I regret the most. I got my money back. But
savage.
But yeah.
Must be nice though. Must be nice.
At the time, I feel like guys should be treated.
You know what though? Remember this was a hot debate on Twitter where they were like,
this is what I'm telling you.
Your girl, instead of getting, you would tell your girl you want Air Force Ones and she'll give you a night box full of 30 compliments for every day she's known you. Do you guys not remember this was trending? And they were like, why do girls not connect brain? And this is not the kind of stuff they don't want sentimental stuff, they just want.
Yeah.
And actually, I wonder whether or not that's why it's difficult for you. This is just a question. Whether it's difficult for you guys to recall, like, when someone has done something romantic, because maybe the thing that you're expecting and or wanting is
not. No, it's debatable. Like, it's not expectations, really. It's just not, like, frankly, just out there, happen. Like, just doesn't happen.
But would you mind being treated and stuff?
So what would your ideal gift be?
Yeah.
Tell him again.
You know, the Gracie situation didn't sound too bad still. I like to be.
That's not even the first time, that's not the last time either. I'm just a punk.
Oh no, it's love, so, don't worry.
Your husband is coming.
Coming, he's
coming. Dems, what would you.
I don't mind anything from you.
Is it? Okay, so like.
But so far, you just get something like, yeah, that means like. You try. You just remember and everything like that.
Yeah.
But me, anything is good,
though. Trust me.
There's somebody I'm trying to. I just want to treat someone. You know, they say someone's son.
You know, there are sometimes you just go out of your way to get big stuff, and when you give it to the person you want to give it to, you just be like, why do you have to do all this? I don't even really need it.
Yeah, that's
the thing. Hence why I say, like, I get like an iteration, someone's about to do that. I'm like, you know what? I stop them in their tracks from early. You know, you don't even need to do that. It's cool.
I do get what he was like. That same similar guy actually, for one of my birthdays, did buy me like a really, really expensive bag, and I was so overwhelmed by it. I was like, there's no need for this. Like, I just don't know how to receive. And also, it's a bit of, I just kept thinking it's the same price as my mortgage for 2 months.
Hustlers in
this. It's an investment.
Same price as
$2,000
for
the car. Take the bag here and just sell it.
No, but I can't even
and
sell
the person,
it.
Yeah, no, he's gonna send the bag with you. Like, you're not even using this
I
bag.
I
wouldn't
even do that.
You could never. After the breakup, maybe.
But it's even like, it's just one of those things, because I know I don't spend money on designers. So my money goes on food and hair. So it's like, to have that is actually something that I thought, I know for a fact I would never have bought it myself. But at least I can keep it. It's a keepsake.
But you know, sometimes when you get girls here, little stuff here, they actually show you that they don't like it.
That's rude. I think that's very ungrateful. There was a video that circulated recently about a guy that surprised his wife with a Mercedes-Benz.
Sorry, I'm that person.
Are you honest?
Yeah. Especially if you've spent money. I don't want to be forced to keep something I'm not going to use.
Okay, so you're honest with
it.
Find
a way to use it in front of you for the sake of you knowing that.
Okay, but how would you, because you know, I don't know, did you guys see the lady that was gifted, she was gifted a Benz or a Jeep or something, and he like surprised her.
Did you see that? It's not the colour or something.
Yeah, it's not the right colour. Now, I don't know if the delivery was right, but if essentially she's did what Gracie's saying, maybe there's just a way in which you show appreciation,
of course.
And then at a different time or a later point,
but
just
you
be like,
it was real though?
No.
That is probably.
Is it a thing that you can just later like, babe?
Yeah.
Like, actually, on this, so I have a follow up question. Okay, so you propose, right?
Oh yeah,
you
have my question.
You propose at a time. You propose in front of all of your friends, and all of her friends, and all of her family, and she doesn't want to get married, or she doesn't want to be engaged at that point in time. Is it expectation that in that situation she says
yes,
and then tells you
afterwards,
or how does that situation go down in your books?
It's actually happened to someone I know, but
oh really?
Yeah, it's a bit mad still. I don't know, you know, like, okay, you see, I don't really understand it. I've never proposed to anyone before, but is that not a conversation you have
that you should know, really,
prior to you going
but then,
through,
ooh,
like,
you
before you
that.
Kind of get that deep into it, like, it's not really a surprise, is it? Like, how do you go for the ring? How do you go for the ring? Like, you know, from the time you're taking a woman to like, okay, cool, I want to check out your ring size. Like, how do you do all of that? Do you go together or do you just take one of her rings and do that?
Mm.
How about if she doesn't really wear rings? No. Do you know where I'm coming from? So I'm sure the lady has a has an idea that, okay, cool, this is about to happen.
Because you can recruit the moms, the sisters, the flatmates to help. Yeah, there's
that's
ways.
True, actually.
I've helped plan a few proposals and the girls have never known.
They
went through, but like they've never gone ring shopping. She might have sent a few like screenshots of rings she's like from Instagram, but yeah, it was never.
But you would have, like, I feel like as a lady, you would definitely like, especially if you're like on that level where you've moved in together, or you're living together, or you've been together for a minute. Like, come on. It's almost like it's coming, but it's more
but
of a when.
Some people propose after 6 months.
Yeah.
They don't have all those.
Yeah, that's them, boy.
I've been proposed to before.
I've not, nearly.
Yeah, I don't think we were there yet, so it was a bit of a difficult one.
Oh, so this person proposed and you weren't there yet?
We weren't there yet, no.
We or you?
Ooh. Great question.
Yes, no.
Clearly me, because, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I will say, so I know somebody, sorry, I'm just going to help you out.
Thank you.
So I know somebody that they had been with, a male friend had been with his other half for like 6 years. They got together when she was like 16 and he was 21. Age is a bit mad, it's all right. He waited for her to finish uni.
16?
Yeah.
Sorry,
but they met in church. So he waited for her to finish uni, so they were going out for 6 years by the time, or 5 to 6 years by the time. He proposed, oh my God, and the proposal, guys, he like hired rooms in a hotel.
More than one?
Yeah, so one room had her friends, and then they prayed for her, and it gave her like, a bit like the scavenger hunt, actually, gave her like a clue to find the next hotel room, and then it was her family, and they prayed for her, and then the next room was his friends, and then the next room was his family, and then the last room was like a dress.
This is love.
And like MUA, whatever, whatever. And then the last room, obviously, she was all dolled up, and he was in the room with balloons and rosettos, and it was like, I was gonna say his name just then, the cutest. And I'm bearing in mind all of their closest are obviously now in a hotel, so the proposal itself is intimate because it's just them in the room.
Oh, good. Okay.
But then they have the engagement party in the hotel,
same night,
like the bar. Yeah, it was. Cutest thing.
Did she say yes though?
She said yes.
I was just thinking where you're landing.
So, less than 3 months later, she called it off.
She did? Why is that?
She was like, when I first started dating you, I was 16 and now I'm 21 and like, I don't know life without you. And I was about to say what she studied, but she studied something very lucrative and she was like, I just kind of want to settle into my career before I think about being a wife and a mother and having to cater to you for the rest of my life. Like, I'm a baby girl, I'm 21. So everyone thought, okay, well, let's just go take a break. You know, 3 months, 6 months. It's been 5 years.
Is he moved on?
I've started seeing somebody on his socials now, but
not me though.
For a while, I didn't see nothing. And it's because we were all at the engagement party. So everybody knew. Yeah. And also, like, if you're with someone for 6 years, like, why would you stay together?
I think in those situations,
she knew that she wasn't ready.
Yeah, I feel like, so I feel like there's one or two situations. I think one is that the guy proposes when he is ready and doesn't take into account if the girl's ready. I'm not saying that happens all the time. So I feel like, and sometimes that is a bit like, I don't know if anyone remembers that episode of Backchat when this might have actually come up. And Luca said something like, I can be ready for the both of us. Like, I'm sorry, that makes no sense to me because I'm not about to allow you to come and change my whole life based
destiny.
On your perception
so why I say,
of what truth
hence
is.
Hence why I say it should be a conversation you have as a couple that, quote, are we ready to take the step? Do you know I'm coming from? Even if it's like a year before that, just have that conversation. You know what I mean? Plant the seed. That's my thing, anyways.
Sorry, just off the back of that, sorry. I thought you was even going to go into the video of the Nigerian guy proposing to the Nigerian girl in Italy. Have you guys seen it?
Oh,
basically, he's like, oh, I want to marry you. And he's got the
in
ring
the
in
mall.
His hand. No. They're outside, like, the Colosseum
like
in Italy.
On the road.
Like a T-square kind of
thing. Yeah, you guys have seen the video.
Yeah, I think that's
He won't. He refused to bend down on his knee. He was like...
Oh, yeah.
You seen the video?
I saw the video.
He was like, is that what love is? So you're going to say no because I'm not... She was like, but why won't you just do it properly? Even the guy behind the camera was like, is it just me? And he was like, no. Why must I submit to you? I'm the head of this... Like, and then going back and forth. And she's like, you've ruined this memory. rude. I'm not saying yet. And she storms off like in such a rage that even her bag like breaks. And they don't get in, and I'm like, wait, hold on a second. Both of you are being stubborn for what reason? Wasn't the purpose to...
No, she's got a good point.
She's got a good point.
I think he's ruined the moment. That's mad. And you're being aggressive. Is this how I reach?
Yeah, yeah.
In front of people. Everyone. As well.
You mean the guy?
Yeah.
So I think
that's... I don't think sometimes it matters, you know.
What, in terms of that?
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, if you're.
Because someone is proposing to you already, you just have to take it quickly, innit?
But I think so. So the reason I say the reason I feel like you should actually bend down is because there's more to it than it being romantic. Like, based on the whole idea of the man being the head of the house and so on, it's the idea that you are in this one situation submitting because this isn't something that you're guaranteed. And so actually you are asking in a symbolic way. Therefore, do it with the whole symbolism. Because now, one even like when a wife gets
even like the one you said that the girl is 21, you see the for leading that and everything is just waste.
No, you know what? I'm not saying this is what I'm
I'm trying to pick from your point,
But we're talking about this specific situation.
But you know what? If I'm coming to you, we know ourselves already.
Mm.
But what?
If I'm coming, you are putting it on your head already,
like
you have to do that before.
This is not my view. This is not my personal view, but I'm just saying, like, what said it needs to be like that? It doesn't
Wait. If I got you a Bentley, and
yes,
I have my ring, yeah.
I take it.
In the car.
Trust me. I'm not, if I'm standing like this, you'd be like, and you take it straight away. You won't remember for me to, you're not gonna tell me, you have not kneeled down for a while. You have seen Bentley, you have seen ring, are you done?
But then that's, you're saying that because I bought you an expensive
ring. Yeah, exactly.
You've taken away from
her. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there's another scenario. She could have given birth and you're by her bedside in a hospital bed. You don't have to bend down there and then. But it's the fact of the matter is that you've gone as far as you're in the front of the Colosseum. That moment in time is a bending down moment.
Okay,
that
we're talking about bending down moment, yeah? If we take it back to like heritage and that, like, back home.
No one
like,
is
we're talking
down.
About our grandparents
dad,
and that.
Dad,
well, we're
okay,
doing
if,
that.
If it was our tribe, if it was our tribe, you are the one going to be bending down, you know? They will never allow it.
Maybe engagement.
You're coming.
Maybe engagement.
You're coming to ask me.
Don't get it wrong. That one is wedding, you know.
Okay. But you're coming to my house to ask my husband. You're coming to my house to ask my dad if you can marry me.
And you're gonna stand up.
So you're gonna stand up. Wait, like, let me finish. Let me set the scene. You're coming to my house. You're gonna ask my. This isn't even an introduction. This is before that. You're coming to find out if you can take me out of the only child out of my father's house, right?
Only child.
Okay. So that's the scene you set. After that situation has now happened, you're then coming to ask me in front of my friends and my family. And the etiquette of marriage, take away the culture and let's take about it in terms of God.
Okay,
in terms of God and man. Do you know what I mean? In terms of God and man, you kneel down because it's the symbolism of submitting in the one situation.
That you're ever going to have to submit.
Okay.
And so to me, the reason I think that it's an insult to not do it, like I can understand the baby situation, we're all so overwhelmed by the love, okay. But if you're using the Bentley situation and you did that, I would walk out of the car because what you're showing me in that situation is you're saying to me that the fact that the money, I should allow it, I should let you be you.
I'm not saying allow
and
it.
We should forget the tradition and the expectations.
I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying allow it to. Okay, let me put it like this. Imagine we're on the bed, yeah? And I just put something in
the bed.
Imagine.
Nobody should
so
ever do that.
Tell me, I have to go down and leave down first.
Yeah, that happens. Like, even if
you know,
like,
I'm telling you,
with the drinks and the, like,
you,
like, look, I'm not saying that this is what, like, I think I will because I'm just a
traditionalist.
Whatever. But at the same time, I'm still like, what said it needs to be like that? Like, what set it like that? No, because actually, if we take it back to heritage. But it's the baby boy what she wants, though.
No, if she told you that's what she wants.
But she might have not told you that's what she wants.
You know what?
You're not going to really talk about
Well, you know what? It's what you're saying most of the time that you guys are following.
I don't think so. But I think
it's what people are saying that
they're following.
But if you know, if you do this for my...
Let's be real. You follow or you both way.
Because we're going to get on to the whole thing.
No, but the reason I'm saying... So for me... No, I am. But the reason I'm saying it, I understand those different scenarios. And to me, one thing I always say is that the wedding really is for the bride, right? Everything is all about her. You're the one that picked the dress, everything is all about you, it's about how you want things to be. So one thing that I always say I would never take away from the husband is how the proposal should happen, but then also, like, in terms of planning it, I'm not going to tell you what sort of proposal I want. That's on you, that's your time to shine. And two, also not taking the person's last name, because I feel like there's only certain things that men not get, but like they can, the same way I sit here and I fantasize what my wedding's going to be like, there's only certain thing that boys get to do that with. So those are two things I've always said that I think will be
what,
something.
So
like
you're saying the lady shouldn't take the man's
name? No, I'm saying I would take the man's name.
So I'm just going to disagree.
Okay.
So I will tell my man that I do want I don't want it in public.
Okay.
So I think that's a conversation you
I think there's certain
anyway.
Things.
But you know, you just said you can't tell them what you can do. So I think you can say whether you want it in public or private, or whether you want family members there or not.
Yeah, I think, so like, in terms of setting some sort of context, okay. In terms of, like, if someone was putting it in a cake or a glass or however they wanted to do
specific.
It, like, and that I'm not going to get involved. But to me, if the reason to not get on one knee has got anything to do with the idea of power and relinquishing of it, you've shown your character, and I don't want you. That's how I say it. One situation.
No, once again, disclaimer, it's not what I think. But I'm just saying, yeah, like, nah, man, it's not. I don't think it's a power trip thing. Like, it just depends.
So why can't you do it?
It just...
That's not what he's having in his head.
Trust me.
He's just doing it the best way he knows.
Like, for example, the way I grew up, for example, like,
see, the
there's two ways to life, innit?
If it's a road man,
don't really. Do you know where I'm coming from? Like,
Keisha K.O. and Gucci Mane.
Someone from the street and that, like, we don't Gucci really Mane. Care about. No, it's not that we don't care, but it's just not in there.
Roadsmen are the most romantic in my head.
Some of them are, don't get me wrong. But, like, it's debatable, innit? Some of them don't really say it like that. But a woman knows that he loves me. He goes on road, does his thing. He comes back to me.
Yeah.
He brings everything to me. Yeah. So, like, what else do you want? Like, okay, I'm even going the extra mile.
Praise a fish for swimming. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
But it depends on the couple, because at the end of the day, you should have known. Hence why I don't really believe in people that propose within 6 months, because you don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you've known each other for 3 years, you know how your man is, you know what he's like, you know he wouldn't take you,
but then you, like, also, you know what your girl's like.
Yeah, of course. So you know each other on that level, yeah. Once again, let me put this out there. Like, this is not what I think, innit? I'm just saying generally, yeah. But it's like, yeah, like, you just know, like, what it's on, and you guys know, you know what I mean? Trust me.
I'm just saying.
No, it's not me.
I'm hearing what you're saying. It's like, in terms of if you know the heart of the person. Like, so my friend got engaged, for example. We were all at the engagement, and the guy was stumbling over his words.
He was nervous,
and he literally just went, "Oh, just marry me, man." Mm. And all of us were laughing. And then someone was like, "Get on one knee." We had to coach him into what he needed to do, because in that situation, he was so overwhelmed. And that to me was a bit like that. It wasn't a situation of
pride.
Like, it wasn't pride or anything like that. It was just actually he was overwhelmed. That's a different story. I said that's why I'm saying only in this situation.
If you know what your girl's like and the guy knows what he's like, then okay, but as long as it's not about power. I don't think it's about power.
Please, what's on the timeline?
Because
you
know what? Do you know her age? She might be like,
You have to stick to your guns. All right. But we know the guys' views.
That's a debatable. No, it's a debatable.
Moving on to, let us know whether you guys would want to get proposed to on a knee or whatever. But moving on swiftly, as you guys know, so recently there was a young man who was in the streets, Liverpool Street Station, and a UK comedian went up to him and was like, "Oh, you're Stormzy, retete." Mm. And the guy was like, "I'm not Stormzy, you know, I'm just here, I'm just trying to make a living, I'm begging, I'm this, I'm that." Mm. And then the guy kind of proceeded to make jest of him and it went viral online. Mm. In doing so, somebody picked up the story, a young lady, and then she basically started a GoFundMe page for this gentleman. Originally went from the Stormzy lookalike, but we now know his name is known as Akwasi. Sorry to my Ghana people then. Akwasi. Yeah. Akwasi. So now I think the initial target was £10,000, right? Now he's reached over about 25k mm-hmm. in donations on the GoFundMe account. And as per usual, Twitter has gone crazy. So there's the pros and the cons of this. There's the people that believe that she's not going to give him the money. There were rumors that Akwasi was in a hotel room or something, mm-hmm. that they don't feel he's going to use the money in the right way. It's just kind of just going crazy. There's people going up to him and still videoing him, which is an invasion of privacy. This is somebody that has not known fame and doesn't know fame and should and still deserves some level of dignity irrespective of the help that he received. Mm. So my question to you guys is, obviously as of recent there was another video that came out with a lady whose name I will not mention, but she did take a video of him just basically asking him what the situation is, what's happening, and I just want to know, just in terms of, it's not really a direct question here, but in terms of the practicality of somebody that is homeless and has £25,000, and even just in the reality of, we talk about winning the lottery and what we're going to do with it, what can you actually do mm-hmm. with such money once you've been given that? Talk less of a normal, like a person that's kind of in the state system already, we're registered, you know, we have bank accounts and whatnot, but somebody doesn't have it. What do you think is next for Akwasi? And do you think it's right that people are still kind of going in, trying to fight his battle, I guess, trying to understand what's happening?
I'm
going to
answer the last question first. Mm. I personally feel like the GoFundMe didn't have any parameters. So no one said what he was going to have to use with the money. Actually, everyone that decided to put their £5, £10, whatever it was to go to him to use it however he chooses
to use
it.
That's what happens. It's
exactly what happens when you give money to beggars on the street. You just hand them the money and you hope that they're going to do good with it. Some people might decide to buy them food instead, whatever it is. If people gave their money, they gave their money willingly for him to use it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, just because it's gotten to £25,000, mm-hmm. your donation was £5. Mm-hmm. Why do you not have a stake in this story?
But you know, I'll be honest with you, I bet you the people making the most noise are the ones that haven't actually donated.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. But I personally think, like, there was a video of him saying that he will spend the money on rehab, mm-hmm. and so on, and obviously there's loads of people saying that he was saying that for the cameras. It's like, why is this something? Yeah, it's the tweet I said, why do people need to question what we're seeing? Mm. It's not your story.
But it is the kind of world we're in now, isn't it? Because it's an open platform, people really have something to say. Obviously, what you can always hope is, okay, cool, your situation is you're homeless. Fix that situation, find a place to stay.
You know, okay, so the reality of
that's more important. Like, for me anyways, obviously, I'm not trying to do button and comment too much, but it's just that, hey, like, you're outside, like, it's not obviously safe. Lately, it's been super hot. Right now, it's raining. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Get a proper shelter. Mm. Sort that out first. Mm. I would hope that it would do with the money. Do you know what I mean?
So, actually, off the back of that, him being in a hotel apparently was based off of the fact that some people actually gave him some cash in person.
Mm. Yeah.
So when people were saying, oh, it's a scam, how come he can afford a hotel if he's really homeless?
Yeah.
Like, hold on, guys. Apart from the fact that it's hot, and he's homeless. Mm. We're in a pandemic.
Yeah. Trust me. People
trust
still
me.
Know.
Trust
it's still
me.
Corona.
Like said,
and he's still where we met him. The fact that people can go and still get repeat videos, he's still at Liverpool Street.
But you see a lot of people that do stuff like that. The first thing they do for the homeless people is put them in a hotel room.
Yeah.
That's standard.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say the first thing they do is put them on camera.
Yeah, well, that is the first. That's
that
the very
well.
First.
That
like,
as well.
We've
which
seen.
Is which is a bit mad. Cause I saw the video when my man, I can't remember his name, posted it. And, you know, it was then he done a 5p thing, you know.
That was very disrespectful.
Which was a bit mad. I'm not going to lie. I saw that. I was like, oh, man, this is disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But to each their own, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Different strokes for different folks. That's what he felt like he needed to do. Obviously, he's trying to... He said, boom, like, oh, no, that's not what I meant, whatever. Yeah. You know, he's trying to justify it whichever way, but regardless, I don't rate that anyways.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't rate that. I think that's a bit deep cut. Do you know what I mean? Like, I see the Stormzy stuff that he was trying to do.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I can see where he was trying to go with it, but it's just a 5p symbol. Like, the symbolism
very,
behind
people
it.
People that
very,
film themselves giving people money, like, that's just very,
do
a good deed and be gone with it. Like,
yeah, just do your thing and just go, man. I don't really give peas. I buy food for them, to be honest. That's why I actually...
They don't actually...
No, I ask them. I'm like, hey, do you want food?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I can give you. Like, that's what I'm gonna give you peas. I'm gonna buy you food if you're hungry or water, whatever. I'll go in there and get a five. Sometimes I, you know.
So you're saying that he shouldn't receive the 20?
Oh no, I'm not saying shouldn't. I'm just saying generally. No, that's just me. That's just me.
What do we think the reality? What can come of it? Because when you think about it, 25k, unless he finds himself. It depends on what situation, because we don't know if he's receiving state income. He's right not. Now. So he's not. So that is the
you
problem.
Have, sorry, just to clarify, you have to have a fixed address to receive state income. So
there you go. So that's number one. So hopefully with the 25k, maybe the problem with renting, you need references.
Yeah. But I also think it's not expensive. But then I also think there's like, to me, this is what makes it so complicated, because we actually don't know what this guy is dealing with. True. So he's from East London. I do know people that know of him, and like they went to school with him and so on. And so everyone's a bit like, rah, like how did this happen to this guy? Yeah, he's our age. So people are like, how did this happen to this guy? So like, and even if we didn't know him, that story would still be applicable. Mm-hmm. People will look at him and go, how did this happen to this guy? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's
a bit
like,
happen, sorry to cut you. Anyone. It can actually happen to absolutely
And I think that's the problem with social media, that we've taken away the humanity of someone, that actually, the reality, when you strip it away, he's someone's son.
Mm-hmm. Trust me. Mm-hmm.
And on the topic, though, I think some people did reach out to his mum to say, oh, can you be the person that manages the funds?
Mm.
And she declined and said, I'm going through my own stuff. I can't be responsible for this money.
It's crazy.
But then I think,
and
like,
that's even a good, honest...
And that's
an honest response.
And,
response.
And there's a reason. Again, it comes back to the idea, there's a reason that he's on the streets. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And so actually, for me, like, practically, I'm sitting here thinking, if I was you, I'll be spending the money on rehab, because then I'm going to get better and then I'm going to get shelter. I'll
but
be trying to do two things
free
at once.
These days, no?
Not it depends how you get through it.
Okay, yeah,
but then I'll be trying to get two things at once.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But actually, that's me with my brain of how do I make everything be as efficient as possible.
You just said something just then, though. Like, anytime I see black people that are homeless, I'm like,
how?
In this country, obviously I've said this before on the podcast, we were homeless when we first came to the UK, and we had friends, we had family, we were sleeping on couches, we were between homes, you know what I mean? We had a week house with Auntie Olivia, and we had a weekend house with Auntie Ronke, and we did that for like 6 months to a year. So whenever I see black people that are homeless, I'm like, wow, that means you actually have no friends, no family, because I know even when we were in our council flat, our door was always open. People from Nigeria, from Tottenham, from everyone was inside the house.
And can I just say that even off that, it's even plays into the fact that when we speak about like the pandemic, for example, COVID, and the reason why we're talking about why black people are higher, it's because of our just the way we work.
Open door,
family wise, it's very hard to, like I said, it can happen to anyone, but it's very hard to imagine how, especially as a young black boy, how did you get there? How did you get there with no friends, no family, or
a part of
me
also
situation.
Believes like, look, everyone just goes through what they go through, man. Do you know what I mean? And like, yes, we could always wonder how and comment on that,
but we can help right now.
Yeah, just do what we can for him and just hope, that's it, just the hope that it will do something good with it. And
but the thing is, he still needs to get a bank account.
But I think
he doesn't have one.
He won't have one.
Why wouldn't he have one?
We don't know when he's going to get homeless.
He's going to have one.
Yes, he's been...
Because if he's only been homeless for a month, 2 months, 6 months...
16.
But the problem is, having been someone that worked in banking, okay, yeah, he could have one, but if I've no fixed address, no activity,
he could still use his mum's address. I've had bank accounts with addresses from Tottenham when I've been in South London for 13 years. So I feel like...
Okay, that's fine, that's one thing, but then to be able to access, you need a card.
But I think, like,
you need a PIN number.
You also have to think about it in terms of, like,
verification.
It depends on how many, like,
situation with the mom.
Yeah.
But then you can,
well,
you can create so many,
it's not our place at all.
You can create so many scenarios of what makes it difficult. It's exactly the same way as, like, when you, if you change, so, like, for example, like, one of my friends, they changed their surname. He was a male and he changed his surname. When he changed his surname, he didn't have a passport that had his surname, he didn't have any bank details that had his surname, and he was just stuck in this hole of
a
system.
Difficult.
And it's difficult, and he found a way through. Like, we can come up with endless amounts of stories as to why it would be hard. It really depends on whether or not this guy wants to make it. And that also isn't our story, like, it's his.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's his.
Exactly. That's it.
Like, Davi, you've been really quiet. Sorry, just to bring you in, because I know all of us have spoken. Do you feel like we should have an opinion on what happens next?
Because those that provided money, right?
Money or not?
Mm.
Yeah.
He's our brother, he's Ghanaian. Even if he wasn't Ghanaian, he's a homeless person that...
Do you think we should have an opinion on what?
On what happens next?
To him?
To him, to the money, to anything.
If you are donating, you are donating. You don't need to check, like...
you kind of do it off the back of your own,
the goodness of your own heart. Yeah,
yeah, it stops there.
It's like you're giving, like, you're donating to charity. You don't want to know what they're using the money for. You donate what you want to donate. So
I guess it's different.
With charity, y'all.
I want to know. Wasn't there one charity that they took like 6 mil and only built one house in Haiti?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it was bad. Red Cross.
It's just like
Red Cross.
Yeah. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because with charity, they're actually meant to let you know what they're kind of doing.
They're meant to, but the figures came out and they told you that actually a very small percentage goes to what the cause is. But I think, I guess the general thing of the whole Wakwesi situation is just to kind of like respect his privacy. It's very overwhelming in general, especially to have people come to you and just be taking videos. That's just, it's a real invasion of somebody's privacy, and it's also unsafe for him as well, because he may have ops, you know what I mean? We don't want to target someone that's just giving this large amount of money. He's very vulnerable. So we just need to respect his privacy for anyone that owes, and continue to donate if you can.
I think the only thing I'll add as well is that, like, look out for charities like Centrepoint, because actually they work specifically in terms of youth homelessness. And when it comes to homelessness, actually the majority of homeless people are homeless as a result of broken homes. So that isn't drugs, that isn't whatever else of the stereotype it might be.
Yeah.
Like, over 50% is because the parents split up, there's too many kids in the house, and so one child says that they're sleeping at their friend's house and they're not. That is actually the largest percentage. That is the reason why most people, young people, are homeless. So it's important that we don't assume that it's the drugs.
Yeah, assumptions.
That can happen afterwards.
Do you think they believe that they can do stuff that's over?
Sorry?
The young, like, young people in it.
I think when they're young and they're agile, they feel like, in those, like, the stories that I heard were always like, oh yeah, there's like 6 kids in the house, and like my parents are struggling enough to feed them. It'll be the oldest one that goes, oh no, don't worry, I'm gonna sleep at this person's house, and they're not doing that, and they're just trying to make their way. Not
or even they start sofa surfing, and then after they've done it for a month, 2 months, so and so's mom is like, and they end up on the street. So
Yeah, big up a question, man. I'll pay.
We'll get him on the track.
Trust.
I'm trying to get everyone on these songs. But let us know what you guys think. Make sure you drop us a comment on the Wakwesi situation, whether you feel we have a place to say, what he does with the money, or just general well wishes, I guess. And yeah.
Yeah.
Pick up the platforms. Also, make sure you guys check us out on all our social platforms. So we are across all the streaming platforms, all of them. Drop a comment below, let us know your thoughts on this week's topics, and yeah, get involved in the conversation, guys.
Sorry, can we wrap it up again?
Yeah, which should I wrap it up specifically to a question?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
And then say all the streaming platforms and the social media.
Okay, cool. So yeah, guys, let us know your thoughts on whether we have a say in terms of what Wakwesi does with the money, or whether we should just kind of just leave him alone and respect his privacy. Make sure you guys join in the conversation below if you are watching on YouTube. If you're not, and make sure you check out the full version across all the social platforms online. And yeah, check out our Instagram page as well. Like, share, subscribe, comment.
Right, before we go, we have to thank our special guests, Danny Bliss and Comma.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right, if we are not following you on social media and we would like to know where you went for breakfast, what time you took a dump, where can we find you online, Demi? Where can we find you online?
Insta. Instagram, yeah. Twitter, Facebook. Snapchat as well.
And what's the app?
Sorry?
What's the app?
Dami Bliss, DamiBliz, but on Instagram is DamiBliz Official, but the rest is just Dami Bliss.
Easy.
Come on! Yeah, likewise, just on all social media platforms, that's Como Official, that's KOMO with an official at the end of it. And if you just want to get insight into me, go on the website comoofficial.com.
And if people want to call you, what's your number?
I'm not too sure. It's a new number. I would have given it out.
It's so bad.
Smart answer. _ Gracie May.
Bola Oweo.
@ Cindy Temi.
And Throw Beats Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. See you guys next week.
Well, wait, I thought you were going to throw out this in there.
They're going to edit it.
We're not going to play it now.
No, I'm not saying that. Like the ads, like Instagram and everything.